This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Ethiopian government jet bombed the capital of northern Tigray region on Thursday, with one doctor reporting 10 deaths in the latest casualties of the year-long war. Residents claim Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's federal forces have hit Mekelle from the skies at least 8 times in the last 2 weeks in a fight against local Tigrayan forces that has killed thousands and uprooted more than 2 million people. Foreign powers are pressing for mediation, and the United States is threatening sanctions to stem a conflict reverberating across the already volatile and impoverished Horn of Africa. Ethiopia's government said Thursday's airstrike hit and destroyed another part of a factory complex bombed last week, where it said the Tigray People's Liberation Front stored military equipment, but a TPLF spokesperson says the strike hit a residential neighborhood. Civic rights groups said on Thursday Mozambique must find a political solution to end 4 years of unrest by Islamist militants, arguing the government's military intervention puts the exploitation of natural gas resources ahead of peace and security for local residents and risks fueling the conflict. More than 3,000 African troops, as well as European and U.S. military trainers, are in Mozambique to help quell the unrest in the mineral-rich northern province of Cabo Delgado. A report from Mozambique's Investigative Journalism Center said the foreign forces, especially the 1,000 Rwandan troops who have spearheaded recent military gains, are operating with unclear mandates and financing. This is VOA News. China on Thursday submitted a renewed emissions cutting plan that promised to peak carbon pollution before 2030, but which experts said stopped short of the radical decarbonization required of the world's largest polluter. Beijing's new submission to the United Nations, just days before the COP26 climate summit, confirmed China's goal to achieve carbon neutrality before 2060 and slash its emissions intensity by more than 65%. Analysts say these are minor improvements on China's existing plan and are far from sufficient from the country responsible for more than a quarter of all carbon pollution. And it's not immediately clear how Beijing plans to draw down its emissions in line with what science says is needed to avoid catastrophic levels of heating the century. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, announced on Thursday it has agreed with China to upgrade the relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership a day after reaching a similar deal with Australia. The announcement was made by the Sultan of Brunei during a news conference at which he was asked about Myanmar's future attendance in ASEAN's events after its junta chief, who led a coup in February, was excluded from a series of summits this week. He said, quote, "Myanmar remains an integral part of the ASEAN family, and all of us hope for them to return to normalcy in accordance with the will of the people. We hope they will implement the 5-point consensus in a timely manner." The junta chief was sidelined over his failure to implement that so-called consensus, which he agreed with leaders in April, committing to end hostilities, start dialogue, and facilitate humanitarian aid and mediation efforts by a special envoy. And Taiwan's defense minister said Thursday the island must defend itself and not depend entirely on others for help if China were to launch an attack, even as Taiwan's president said she had faith the U.S. would defend it. Tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest level in decades, with China sending record-breaking number of fighter jets toward international airspace close to the island and stepping up a campaign of military harassment. China claims Taiwan as part of its national territory, although the island has been self-ruled since it split from the communist-ruled mainland in 1949 after a long civil war. And Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said in an interview with CNN that aired Thursday she was confident the U.S. would defend China if it made a move on the island. She also confirmed the presence of a small number of U.S. troops on the island. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.